Hello, world. This is Wichita. The story of Wichita, its people, its progress. The story of your city and mine. This is Wichita. Tomorrow night is Halloween. Throughout the city, planned community parties will be held, and the youth of Wichita will be invited to enjoy some clean and less destructive fun on the eve of All Saints. But our story of This Is Wichita goes back to those rip-snorting, old-fashioned days when Halloween was a real menace. No doubt many Wichitans will hear that sound tomorrow night. The ghostly sound of fingers scratching your window screen. And no doubt you'll hear a few wild knocks on your door.
Ooh, I'm a spook. Boop, I'll get you.
Yes, you'll probably hear such declarations tomorrow night. But chances are your house will still be on its foundation when morning comes. And your front steps will still be in their original place. And modern plumbing has reduced the Halloween hazard to a minimum. But back in the days when Wichita was young, well, things were different. The Eagle will bring you that story tonight. Now, before we lift the curtain on tonight's drama, we present the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the baton of Russell Lowe. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has been serving the people of the Southwest with a newspaper that from the very beginning was designed, edited, and published as a paper for every member of the family. News, special features, serials, and comics. The news both morning and evening. A complete and comprehensive picture of the world today. That is what the Eagle offers you for only 20 cents per week. The morning and evening edition and the huge Sunday paper, the biggest 20 cents worth of reading you could possibly buy. And for quick results in classified advertising, use the Eagle. The Eagle for results. And now the Wichita Eagle brings you a story of an old-fashioned Halloween. Halloween in Wichita 40 years ago. as the first blasts of coming winter chilled the air, and the wind of October whined a weary song, an evil gleam could be seen in the eyes of the young, and a worried frown on the brows of their elders. Dire and fiendish plans were in the process of formation. The unpopular citizens had sound reason to tremble at the thought of Halloween.
Halloween. Ought to be a law against it. Every year it's the same. Bunch of hoodlums tearing up the town.
Why do they always pick on you, Uncle Henry?
Huh?
I said, why do they always pick on you?
Just cause they're plague-ticking ornery. Every Halloween, a bunch of young vandals led by that Smith boy make it a point to do my place just as much damage as they can.
You mean Mark Smith?
No one else. He's just a young whippersnapper, that's what he is. I can't hardly talk about him without my blood just boiling.
But are you sure it's Mark?
Of course I am. Almost caught the snipe about 2 years ago. Just finished upsetting my new little house out and back. If I'd ever caught him. Well, don't laugh. There's nothing funny about it. This is your first Halloween in Wichita, Letty. And tomorrow night you'll see just what a bunch of young hoodlums Wichita's got.
Oh, it's hard to believe they're as bad as you say.
Well, you'll see. A year ago, they pulled the steps away from the porch, and I fell and sprained my back.
Oh,
I haven't been the same since. That's why I have to put up with old Lady Higgins for a housekeeper. Oh, where is that woman? I'm supposed to have some medicine right now.
I'll get her, Uncle.
Oh, I'll rouse her. Hand me my cane.
Yes.
Oh, she's probably clear down in the kitchen. I'll pound on the floor. Higgins! Higgins! Where are you?
I'm right here, and I'll be thanking you not to yell at the top of your voice. I'm not deaf.
Well, I'm not so sure of that.
You're going to knock all the plastering off the kitchen ceiling some of these days. I'm only one human being, not two, and I can't be in a dozen places all at once. Now open your mouth.
Don't order me around. You're just a housekeeper here. Remember that.
Open your mouth. This is the bitter medicine. Come on, there.
Oh, that stuff's pie.
It's good for your nerves, and you'll need it tomorrow night's Halloween.
And you'll be the worst old witch I'll see.
My uncle, that isn't a very kind thing to say.
Oh, I don't mind it, dear girl. I've put up with it for nearly 15 years now.
And if I hadn't sprained my back last Halloween, you'd have been fired.
Speaking of firing, Abijah wants to quit or have a vacation. He says he won't stay here Halloween night.
What? Why, that shiftless no-count darky?
He's outside. I'll let you talk to him.
Come on in, Abijah.
Yes,
sir. Abijah, what's this talk about you not staying on the place tomorrow night?
That ain't talk. That's action I crave, sir. I just can't stay here tomorrow night. No, sir.
But why not? Are you frightened?
Mrs. Led, if you done here just after things I hear they's gonna do to this here place tomorrow night, you wouldn't stay here neither.
Oh, so that's it. The town hoodlums are really planning to bombard me?
Yes, sir. They's gonna turn this here place hindsight and wise, and I ain't for getting myself mixed up in it.
Why, you spineless no count. You'll stay here tomorrow night or you'll never work again for me as long as you live.
Please, sir, I just want off for tomorrow night. I'll come back and fix up the damage the next day, so help me.
And what makes you think there's going to be any damage? Help me up, Higgins. Come on, come on.
Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to oil my guns.
Oh, Uncle, you can't do that.
Help me up. I'm going to oil my guns.
You fire one of those old Civil War muskets and you'll end up in a cemetery.
And stole a lot of them young
Uncle, wait a minute. Oh, Higgins, we must stop him.
I'm afraid there's nothing we can do.
Is it true they really hate him like that?
Miss, he's one of the most unliked men in this here town. I sure ain't going to be here tomorrow night.
I can't say I fully blame Abijah. Your uncle's not very well understood by young folks.
Well, maybe it's because he's never been married and, well, never had any children of his own.
Sure, that has a lot to do with it.
But Why does he hate young Mark Smith so much?
Bless me, child, you don't know that story. I declare, it seems funny that someone don't know it.
Is it something Uncle won't talk about?
Heavens, yes. You see, your uncle was in love with Mark's mother, but she married another man.
Oh, I see.
And he never got over it. Always said Mark was shiftless and no good. Hated the boy all the time he was growing up. Mark's, let's see, he's about...
He's 20, just a year older than I am.
Yes. Mark's father's been dead a long time, but your uncle still hates the thought of him and of Mark.
Poor uncle. He's really a very lonely old man, isn't he?
Yes, that he is. You're the only happiness he's had. When you came here after your father died, I was just right happy because your uncle's really fond of you.
And if he thought that I knew Mark Smith...
Oh, heaven forbid, child.
Higgins?
Yes?
Why couldn't Uncle give a party tomorrow night? Invite all the young folks, the little kids and the big kids like Mark.
Glory be, your uncle would soon have a serpent in the house.
But if he threw open the house, let them play games and gave them a real party...
A real party. This house has never known one. He built it, you know, for Mark's mother.
Oh, but he must forget that. He's got to have a party tomorrow night. And he's got to make friends with the young folks. Especially Mark.
With Mark?
Yes. He just got to.
Why?
Because I...
The saints preserve us. Don't tell me you're...
Yes. I love Mark Smith.
That's just the way it is. I want you to come to my uncle's house tomorrow night.
But let
her. Oh, Mark, you'll have just as much fun if you come as a guest instead of a vandal.
But you just said your uncle's against the party.
Of course. He doesn't know about it.
Then how can he give a party?
I'm trying to surprise him.
You better let me take care of that. We've got a lot of surprises for him tonight.
Oh, Mark, you can't.
Listen, Letty. Every kid in the neighborhood hates your uncle. He's called the police on us and he's run us off his pasture lot, the best lot in town for playing ball. Now, I'd hate to tell you all the things he's done to me ever since I was a little kid.
Oh, but, Mark, he's an old man.
And a mean one. Once he caught me in his apple orchard. Say, he really whaled the tar out of me. With a cane. Put all he could into it.
Well, you were stealing his apples, weren't you?
Sure. Just like any kid would. He had a million of them. He didn't have to beat me and call me the names he did.
Oh, Mark, you're young enough to forgive. At least make the first gestures.
Well, gee, Letty... We had some swell stunts figured out for tonight.
Oh, Mark, you're too old for that.
Oh, no. Not me. I'm never going to be too old to have fun on Halloween.
Mark, won't you come tonight for my sake?
Well, you know I'd do almost anything for you, Letty.
Then will you come to the party?
And bring all the kids?
Yes. I'm sure Uncle will give in and invite you to come into the house. I've got until tonight to talk him into it.
Now, let me get this straight. You're inviting me and all the gang in this neighborhood to your uncle's party.
Yes, only he hasn't said he'll have it yet.
He doesn't even know he's going to have it.
But he will. Listen, Mark, will you do this for me? Will you promise not to pull any pranks around Uncle's house until I give you a signal?
What do you mean?
I mean, if I can't convince Uncle it's a good idea to make friends with you and invite you to his home for a party, why, I'll give you a signal to go ahead and do what you like. But if I do convince him and he consents, I'll give you another signal, and that means come in and be the gentleman I know you are.
Well, that's fair enough for me, Letty. What are the signals?
When you see all the lights in the old house go on, that means Uncle's going to forget and forgive.
And we come in?
Yes.
And if he doesn't, which I know he won't, what then?
I'll fire a gun. Oh, Mark, Uncle's planning to shoot tonight. Oh, Mark, you mustn't play any pranks, no matter which way it turns out. He might shoot.
And I'll duck. Letty, I'll be watching for the signal. Lights on, we come in. Lights out, shot in the dark. It's going to be too bad for Uncle.
No. My entry's final. No.
Oh, but, Uncle, it would be so much more pleasant.
Of course it would.
Listen. to have that bunch of cutthroats, that bunch of bandits, as those young fiends in my home? Don't talk to me.
Oh, sure, I wish I could leave. Please, sir, couldn't I?
You stay right here, Abijah. You'll never work again. You're not going to leave me tonight.
Unless you're going to be trouble.
Bet your life, and I'm going to make it. I got both of these old guns all cleaned and primed and ready.
Oh, you old fool, you'll go to jail.
I'll drop a few varmints before I do. I'm just protecting my property.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Here they come.
Abijah, control yourself.
Yes, Abijah, you can't leave. But we'll need you to serve the refreshments.
Refreshments? They ain't going to be refreshments.
Oh, yes, there is.
He ain't going to say yes.
You bet your life I'm not.
Well, he's going to pass out of that damn bullet.
Oh, Arthur, please listen to reason. All the young folks hate you, and but they take special pains to tear down your home. But you can make them like
yes,
you.
Yes, sir, now stop fooling with those old guns or you'll get yourself hurt.
Uncle Henry, they really knew you the way I knew you. Well, you just asked me, but that's just because you're just unhappy.
The idea of being so stubborn. Now let me take those guns.
You get away from here, you old witch. Go outside and ride your broomstick.
Now if I have to get severe with you, I will. I'm paid to take care of you, and I'm going to do it.
Let's go.
Oh,
glory be. He's done shot himself. He's done killed death.
Oh, shut up, Abijah. He is not.
No.
The bullet didn't even go that way. It passed my head and went into the wall.
But Uncle.
Oh, he's just fainted his heart. He'll be all right. Abijah, get me some water. Come on, quick.
Yes, oh, I know there's going to be trouble.
Oh, get moving.
Oh, he shouldn't have been allowed near those guns. He didn't. Listen.
The children, yes, I hear them.
The gunshots. That was a signal.
A signal?
Yes. I told Martha that if the party was on, the lights in the house would go on. And if it failed to come off, he'd hear a gunshot.
Oh, why did I say that? Oh, and now they think they can tear up the place. My
God. Oh, we've got to stop them. But what do we do?
Hey, stop it, all of you. Hey, stop it. Wait a minute. Look.
What do you mean?
The lights are going on in the house.
We have a shot.
I thought we did. It's all a mistake. There are the lights.
Gee, the old place is all lit up. First time I ever saw it.
It's her signal. Now, cut it out. Stop what you're doing. Hey there, wait a minute. We got to go in. I gave her my word.
Come on.
Wait here, you all. Hello, Letty.
Hello, Ma.
We thought we heard a shot.
Did you?
Yeah, now I see all the lights are on.
Yeah, the lights are all on. Come on, please.
You said if we heard a shot.
Yes, that's what I said.
All right, but I...
Ma, will you tell your friends to be very quiet?
Sure. Hey, be quiet, you guys. Take off your hats.
Thank you. Welcome to my uncle's home. I'm sorry this is the first time you've ever seen his home from the inside.
Well, Letty, we were so sure we heard a shot.
You needn't apologize, Mark. You did hear a shot.
And what the...
My uncle just died a few moments ago.
What?
Poor old man. He should have gone, and there were some good points about
him. How come? What?
Year after year, you've chosen to entertain yourselves by making things pretty miserable for an old man. Last year, you pulled the steps away from the front porch and he fell, and he was an invalid for a whole year, scarcely able to get around. Oh, you've had a lot of fun. Removing his gate, setting the chicken coop up on top of the barn, and one year you even managed to get his buggy up on the barn. Very amusing, wasn't it?
Letty, we didn't know.
Of course not. How could you know the sorrows and tragedies that
and better the life of an old man. How could you know that a snarling, unfriendly old man could be hurt? How could you know the aching loneliness of one who has never known the gratification of love?
Letty.
Well, he won't be chasing you anymore. And he won't be here to stop you next Halloween.
Poor old man. Miss Letty. Is she enough dead?
Yes, Abigail. He's lying in that little room over there. Higgins, you'd better close the door. Unless some of them want to see him.
Oh, yes, Mickey.
I just can't believe he done went so far.
Letty, we can't begin to tell you how sorry we are.
All right, Mark. It's all over now. I'd hoped that you and he might have finally understood each other. I looked forward to the day when and all the kids in the neighborhood would like him. I knew he could really loved every one of you. Loved you just as much as he thought he hated you.
Gee, Mark, I kind of feel bad.
So do I. Come on, gang. Maybe we better go home.
Higgins! Higgins, you old fool! Where is that woman?
Oh, gosh! He's a ghost! Let me out!
Love, he's done fun to play.
Letty, what is this?
Higgins, you old crumble! I'll break a cane over your head. Hey, what's going on here? Abigail, get off your knees.
Go away, Mr. Ghost. This here black child ain't want no trouble. Go away now. You're dead. Now stay that way.
You old fool. Who do you think's dead?
You is. They done said so.
Oh, it's all right, Abigail. He's alive. Go get some coffee, please, and bring some brandy.
Bring plenty of brandy.
Yes, sir. Oh, what a night this is.
Who's this young whippersnapper? Get me my glasses.
All right, now just sit down and I'll bring them to you. It's a pity you couldn't rest.
Letty, is all this a joke?
Yes, it's our Halloween joke. Uncle Angst accidentally fired one of his guns and then you and your gang started your work, so Higgins and I thought fast. We put Uncle to bed, turned on the lights, and, well, you know the rest.
And you sure? I've never seen a young man's face get so white. And those other hoodlums are probably running yet.
Hey, what is all this? What are you cackling about? You trying to lay an egg in your head? Hey, what happened?
Oh, not a thing. You just almost killed yourself and me, too.
You shouldn't have grabbed a gun out of my hand. Who's this young man? Give me those glasses.
Here they are.
Say, this picture, what's it doing here?
You recognize it?
It's my mother when she was young.
What? Put down that picture.
Now calm yourself. Mark me, lad. Stand close by the picture.
Mark Smith, in my house?
Uncle.
Set down, you old fool, or I'll be after using the gun on you. Take a long look at the young man standing with a picture you've always loved.
I don't want to look at him.
Take a look at him. You've hated him all of his life. Chased him away from your land when he was a little tyke. Hated him. And you've never taken a good look at him.
He's Bill Smith's son.
He's the son of the woman you loved. Look at him standing there by her picture. Her eyes are his. Even her lips. And the fine straight nose. And the warm, soft, curly hair. Heaven rest her soul. If she's looking down now from above, she's a-whispering to you to forget and to forgive. And she's a-saying that to you, too, Mark.
I think I know what you mean, Higgins. Will you shake hands, sir?
What?
I'm asking you to shake hands.
I can't see very well, young man. Come a little close.
Sure.
Yes, I must have caught a little cold tonight.
Oh, sure. Now go ahead and have a good cry, but shake that young man's hand first.
He will.
Never thought I'd do this. You are like her.
And you really loved her, didn't you?
I always will, sir. I always will.
Come, Higgins. I think we can pull down a few shades now.
Yes, and turn off some of these lights.
No. Let them blaze brightly, Higgins. No more spooky dark corners for us.
I think Halloween is over. The ghosts are all gone.
And so our curtain falls on the story of Halloween pranks 40 years ago. All characters and situations in this play are purely fictitious, and similarity to persons living or dead is coincidental. The Eagle of 40 years ago reported many stories of Halloween pranks. A cow was set on top of a barn. Three buggies were turned over on Douglas Avenue. And the local specialists in building small houses did a thriving business for several weeks. Pictures of early day Wichita are brought to you every Thursday night by the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. For good reading, for result-getting advertising, it's The Eagle, published since 1872. This is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Thursday to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.